Shots Radio with Rich Wyeth, and we've got a weekly chat with the boss man now, Andy Scott. Andy, been a good week for the Shots. Good result in the FA Cup and also a great win in the Vanarama Conference midweek. But let's start off with the FA Cup then. 2-2 at Pompey. Came from behind to go 2-1 in front, but couldn't quite hold on. 2-2 draw, but cracking result in the end.
Yeah, it was. It was a great day. Fantastic support. Terrific performance. You know, they were really good first half hour. You know, they put us under a lot of pressure and kept the ball well. And we just switched things around a little bit and got a foothold in the game and, you know, got a good goal just before half time. And second half, we were the ones who looked like we were going to go and win it, and got a good goal from Mark Molesey, put his head, but just couldn't quite hang on to it at the end. But it was a terrific performance against a really good side who got a home record that's really, really good. So we get another crack at them on Wednesday in front of the cameras, which is really nice, and it'll be a good occasion for the players. So yeah, all in all, it was a fantastic day. Really, the whole day went really well. The way the club and the players and the staff and the fans conducted themselves on and off the pitch was terrific.
Yeah, a good confidence booster as well, and it's nice to know that you're in the second round draw, albeit still got the replay to go.
Yeah, it's, you know, always look forward to being involved in the cup, and to be involved in the second round draw was good. You know, so if we can get past Portsmouth, then we've got another home tie against another league club. So, you know, it's all to play for. You know, we want to give a good account of ourselves against Portsmouth in the replay and see if we can get through.
And obviously, I know you've got the Vanarama Conference match against Nuneaton, but I'd imagine you've got one eye on the replay as well.
To be honest, with Constantine and Nuneaton, we've got a hell of a lot of injuries, and we're just trying to patch people up and get them out on the pitch, and we can't think too far ahead, because it's important that we continue the good performances we've had recently and make sure that we sustain this run and get another 3 points on Saturday.
All right, before we start talking about the Nuneaton game, let's just look back to Wednesday evening then in the Vanarama Conference. Excellent 2-0 away win at Kidderminster. First away win for the Shots since mid-August, so that's a nice feeling to get a win under your belt away.
Yeah, we played well again. It was we were changing formation, tinkered a little bit with it, and the lads responded ever so well. We got stuck in traffic on the way up there, had to do the team talk on the bus, so it was a little bit different. But you know, I think that the attitude of the players have been fantastic recently. You know, we've taken everything on board that we've been working on, and you know, the real desire to go out there and get a result. And it was a good performance, really good win, excellent clean sheet. You know, gives us a lot of confidence going into a week when we've got three home games coming up.
And obviously good as well seeing Mark Molesey back in the side as well and getting on the score sheet.
Yeah, another good goal. You know, it's 2-2 for him now, and his enthusiasm is infectious, and it does rub off on the others. But you know, Dan Holman's come in and done really, really well as well, and he's Chris Barker has been fantastic since he's come back in the side, and we're starting to get a little bit consistency in our performances now, and that's coincided with having our big players back and our more experienced players and it rubbing off on everyone else. So we're really, really happy about the way that things are going. We just hopefully can get a few injuries back, so we've got a bigger squad, because we've got so many games coming up, and we keep picking up niggly injuries that make it really, really difficult for us.
Yeah, with that win, you're up to 13th now on 24 points. Saturday home against Nuneaton at Electrical Service Stadium, who are 23rd on 15 points. But as we always say, there's no real easy game now in the Vanarama Conference.
No, this they're a different side now. Liam Daish has taken over. You know, he's a good manager, knows this division really well, and he's changed the side around. So it'd be a different proposition. We didn't play well when we played down there earlier in the season. Got a point, but didn't play well. So certainly in the first half, we were poor. So we want to make amends for that. We're a different side, like you say, and they're a different side. So it'll be interesting to see how it pans out. But playing at home, we enjoy playing at home, and we've got a good record at home. And hopefully with the three games we have got at our own place this week, then we can maximise the opportunity.
And you mentioned about the injuries, that they just some sort of small niggles that hopefully after training today you might be able to say, yeah, we can still select those players.
Yeah, varying really. There's a few that probably be okay for tomorrow, there's a few that might not make it, and others that are a bit more longer term. So we've got a mixed bag in that respect, but we're doing everything we can to make sure they get back, and everyone's desperate to be involved in the side and be part of the team that's winning, and obviously want to be involved in the Portsmouth game as well. So we're just seeing it how it is day by day, really, making it a bit trickier, especially with the amount of games we've got coming up. But hopefully we can get some back in the side and have a bit of luck with the injuries in future.
And you mentioned you got three games in a week, so it is a big week for the Shots, so it'd be good to get a good support on each game, not just the Portsmouth one. Obviously people would be looking at that one, but Nuneaton and the following weekend as well against Eastleigh.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, everyone's obviously looking forward to the Portsmouth game, but it's massive that we pick up another 3 points against Nuneaton, and we need that support at home. The support home and away has been terrific. You know, they follow us all over the country, and we had another couple of hundred come up to Kidderminster on Wednesday night, which was a huge effort after, you know, all the money that they pay out for the game. So you know, we look forward to playing at home. They really get behind us, and hopefully this week will be another big week for us. We've enjoyed a really nice week so far with the Portsmouth and Kidderminster. We want to round it off on Saturday with a good win in front of a good crowd, and then you know, look forward to a to another good week and get some momentum going.
All right, fantastic. Andy, thanks for joining us.
Cheers, thank you.
This is Rich Wyeth, and we just had our weekly update with the boss, Andy Scott, here on Shots Radio.